Welcome to the Sacred Fame Podcast. I'm your host, Kasia Rashfal. I'm so grateful that you're here with me every week, whether you listen on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes or any of the other amazing podcast platforms. I just want to express my gratitude for you. It means so much to me that that you're out there and that you're sharing this message and even messaging me and emailing me about some of the stuff that you hear. I just love to connect. So my deepest, sincerest gratitude for you. I want to talk about the Akashic Records and some of the tools that I use when I work with the records. It's one of the spiritual modalities that I have come to rely on the most, both in my own personal work and in my work with my clients in my business. It may sound mysterious. It may sound, you know, like, what is that? What's the Akashic Records? You know, you may have even heard me talk about it in the past, but you may be curious, or you might even be feeling called to learning more about it. And so after having many, many questions recently about it, and I always love to answer questions about the Akashic Records, I thought, let's start just a conversation on the podcast. And this will probably turn into a series just because I have so much to say. Let's start a conversation about what this is, what it can do, what it can't do, how you can find out more. And I'm going to share some tools that I use in conjunction with the Akashic Records, just to share a broader perspective of what this is. So how I came to the records is really through personal need. When my children were born and when they were still very young babies, I felt really trapped as a mom. And that really started everything for me, meaning like the whole journey of awakening, becoming more conscious, realizing that I had choices, that I was able to have personal power, all of those things that I really had no idea about before. You know, I just kind of was one of those people that I questioned things. I definitely did, but I felt like life was happening to me and wasn't very happy about that. You know, from the outside in, my life was amazing. I had a really great career in corporate. I have a beautiful husband. I had then two healthy babies, an amazing family that supported, loved me, you know, unconditionally. And yet here I was really, really unhappy with my life and felt ungrateful. I didn't know how to be happy. I didn't know how to be grateful for all of it because I had this pain deep inside me that I didn't understand. I didn't understand why it was there or what I was supposed to do with it. You know, so having postpartum depression, probably regular clinical depression and even suicidal thoughts and that type of thing. And that went on for a really long time. I was not a happy person. I was not a good person to be around. You know, I'm so grateful to my family, my husband, who held space for me when I was just this miserable wretch of a human being. And I know I'm judging myself harshly, but that's just how I remember it, right? So just not a happy person. I'm grateful to the people who held space for me. And one day when I was having just one of those dark nights of the soul moments, I remember hearing this voice, and I imagine it's the voice of my guides or the voice of God or the universe. I don't know, but it was like, you know, you created this, you can uncreate it. And I thought, what? I don't even know what that means, but it gave me hope. It was like, it was a seed of light that landed in my body, in my psyche. And I thought, okay, so there is a different way. I don't have to leave the planet, so to speak. And a few weeks later, my mom gave me Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention, for my birthday. And I started reading it. She also said something like, happy people are lucky people, or something to that effect. And again, it was one of those coincidences, even though there are no coincidences, right? One of those moments where it hit me so hard in my body that I was like, okay, there's something to this and I'm going to figure it out. And so that really gave me purpose to dive into some of this stuff and started reading Wayne Dyer's book. Had no idea what he was talking about, like not a clue. It could have been written in another language. And yet there was something about the stories he shared, the information he shared that was so intriguing and magnetizing to me that I, you know, read the book again, and then I read it again, and then I bought a couple of his programs on CD. And when I drove into work every day, I would listen to his CDs on repeat. And slowly I started to understand a little bit more about the power of my choices, the power of the inner observer, the power of my emotions, right? The power of the intentions I set, the words I speak. And that was really the catalyst. So I'm always forever grateful to Dr. Dyer for his great work in the world. He gave me so many gifts while he was alive. And then even after when he passed, I feel like he continues to bless my life. So that was the first sort of springboard into this journey for me. And then from there, I learned how to follow that nudge from the universe of this is the next thing and this is the next thing. And so, you know, long story short, many, many years later, probably about 12 years later, I discovered this thing called the Akashic Records. And I had already done a whole bunch of different trainings. I had changed careers at that point. I'd become a coach and a hypnotherapist and studied neuroscience, studied human potential, NLP, psychology, all this stuff, and had chipped away at my problem, you know, had chipped away at my pain, was healing through the shame, all of that. And then this thing of the Akashic Records popped up in my world. And I thought, okay, well, here's the next thing. And so again, didn't necessarily know what it was, how to go about it, had a couple of readings with a couple of different readers. Didn't love it. I thought it was really dumb. I was like, what do you mean? Some of the information that came back, it didn't resonate at all. And me being me, I was like, I'm just going to take this into my own hands and learn how to do it myself, because it wouldn't leave me alone. And so I did. I studied how to enter the records and I started doing readings for myself. And it wasn't one of those instantaneous, you know, healing moments where I went in, I asked a question, I got the answer, and all of a sudden, poof, everything was bliss. It wasn't like that at all for me. What the records gave me after repeatedly working with them, probably for a period of about 5 months at that point, where I was learning how to ask questions, I was learning how to be with the energy. What the records gave me was this unshakable belief in myself that I could move through this and fully heal, like finish healing. And I knew what I had to do. And all those tools that I had studied, all the different modalities, the ways of working with others, I all of a sudden knew how to put that together and help myself and work with myself. And it was probably 6 months later that I remember the day where I knew that I was free, and it was a full body visceral experience, and it brought me to tears where I knew I was free from that pain, and it was magic. And after that, my life just became different. You know, it not bliss all the time by any stretch. There was still a lot of other things that I wanted to work on and stuff, but that pain and shame of struggling as a mom was gone, and I knew that I was free. Now, the interesting part that I did not expect was that I didn't know who I was. You know, I had spent so long. So my son was 13 that moment. My daughter was 11. I had spent so long, like 11, no, so I guess 13 years, healing from this thing that I had, my whole identity had been wrapped around. I didn't know who I was or what to do next, right? I didn't know. So that really threw me, because I thought, well, if I only heal, if I could just heal and get rid of this pain and shame, then I would be okay. And I would know what to do. And I'd, you know, be this amazing person. And so that surprised me. Now, of course, I know that it's because I hadn't necessarily been working on becoming someone who was connected to myself in a way that sort of grew beyond the identity I had around that pain and shame. So So when that old identity was gone, I felt like I was in this no man's land, and it took time to create and co-create with the universe and get to know myself better. But by that point, I was being led to the next thing, right? And I'll talk about that next thing in a bit. So what the Akashic Records are, they are a field of information, a field of quantum information. You can read esoteric information about this. You can read science information about this. In the course that I teach, Akashic Magic Embodied, where I teach how to read the records for yourself and for others, we dive into the science. We dive into some of the esoteric stuff. So if you're curious about learning more about that, then we can definitely connect. But it's basically a quantum field of information that has everything coded in it. So your past lives, your past lineages, any past event, thoughts, emotions, circumstances, lessons, potentials, basically the guidance, history, wisdom, and potential of who you are at the soul level. Everything in the universe, in our universe, is coded in these records. And there's reasons why they were hidden for many, many millennia, and there's reasons why they're coming up to be more sort of mainstream now. We can get into that in further episodes, but basically we can access this field of information and we can decode the information. And it's actually very simple. There's many different ways to do that. I teach a certain way. I teach the Akashic Being key of entering the records. And I teach how to ask powerful questions so that the information you receive is useful to you. So really, that's it in a nutshell. It's this field of information that we can that holds the history of who you are and the potential of who you are. And we can go in there and access that information about you. And it's very empowering because it the records, I guess, first and foremost, illuminate the truth. So if you have pain that you're carrying or shame from your past or drama, trauma, that type of thing, what I've found is knowing why that thing exists within you allows not only the mind to then relax around it and understand, okay, that makes sense, right? That it's a past life imprint, or if it's something that happened in this lifetime and it's connected to one of the main purposes for why you're here. It just makes everything make sense because we can then look at the circumstances of our life or the path of our life and go, okay, so all of it was purposeful. Even when I felt like I was on a detour, I wasn't. I was actually doing the things I was supposed to do and being who I was supposed to be, right? Becoming more of myself through all these circumstances, even the painful ones, especially the painful ones, it seems. So the records illuminate the truth of who you are and why things happen the way they did and allow you to, I guess, make peace with it in a different way, right? And that was what allowed me to finally heal from my pain and my shame around motherhood, was when I learned the origin story of why it was there. And then I took the steps that I knew how to take in terms of mental, emotional healing, physical healing in my body, and was able to finally clear that. So knowing the truth is really the first step. The records also surround you with unconditional love so that they illuminate who you are, like at the soul level, which and trains your energy to a higher vibration, right? Love vibrates very high, joy vibrates very high. And so even just being in the energy of the Akashic Records allows you to feel held, feel supported by your soul. So many of us are disconnected from that highest wisdom that we have, whether that's like in my case, for example, it was because I was raised in a country with a mindset of a specific religion, right? And so a certain dogma was just part of who I was, and a certain way of relating to the divine was simply part of who I was raised to be. Even though my family wasn't necessarily religious, it was like this was born into me, and it's taken me time to unravel and undo some of that dogma from my belief systems and stuff, and have a direct connection with my divine. I believe that's possible for anyone. the records don't negate any religion. They complement it. And there's actually mention of the records or the life book. It goes by many names in many different religious texts. So when we can connect to the wisdom, the highest wisdom of who we are, we not only get validated, but we realize we have so much choice as human beings, as sovereign beings. We have so much choice that we can access, and it gives us our power back, right? When I was able to not only learn the origin story of that pain and shame, then do the work to heal it. Yes, I ended up in this place of like, who am I without that pain? And I ended up, you know, reconnecting to a different identity within myself, but I was free. And so, yes, the work continued, but there was no longer the pain, right? So the freedom was immense. So the records are this beautiful field of information that allow us to access a greater depth, a greater breadth of who we are. And what I love about, now I've worked with the records since, I guess, 2014, and then officially I started working with the records with my clients in 2015. So it's been quite a few years. I've learned so much, and the records have then guided me to learn other things that allow me to get more precision when I work with the records themselves. And one of those tools that has been instrumental in my own growth, in my own reconnection to the identity of who I am now, has been numerology. And all that numerology is decoding the information that the numbers of our in our life have for us, right? So numerology often will begin with your birthday. Whatever day, month, year you were born has a certain energy to it. And you can use the numbers in your date to decode more about who you are, why you're here, your purposes, you know, the path of your life, like what are the main lessons of that. You can even decode some information about your karmic path, your karmic lessons. And I had already been working with the records for quite a few years when I discovered numerology. And again, it was that, I need this. This is my next step, because it'll allow me to get so precise in the records for my clients, for myself. So numerology was instrumental for me in reconnecting to more of myself after that deep healing that I described to you, where I felt so lost because I didn't know who I was without my pain. And what I'm excited to share is that my numerology instructor, Megan Alton, is going to be teaching the next round of numerology coming up next month in April. I believe it begins April 18th, 2022. I'm going to have an episode where Megan's going to be my guest. And so she's going to share a lot more about what she teaches and how she teaches and all of that, and more about the numerology system. For now, I just wanted to share with you that she's offering a free 3-day series about your abundance codes, right? So our Akashic records hold the code of who we are, and using the system of numerology, there's a couple different systems that I work with, but this practical system, this very first one that Megan's going to be teaching, offers us a lot of information about not only who we are, but specific information about our access to our wealth and our power and our creativity. If you were to imagine having like a cheat sheet to help you through confusion, right? Especially now when things are so intense in our world, being able to have a map to navigate back to yourself, to take your power back into your own hands and realize this is the truth of who you are. You can trust that because this is the code that you were born with, right? Imagine having that, how much power that would give you, how much confidence that would give you, how much clarity that would give you, right? Why you are drawn to certain things in your life, why you want certain things, why you've sometimes even repeated certain patterns. Right? Imagine being able to know that about yourself. And of course, having the certainty that you can align even closer with your code and your purposes, because it's a system that once you learn it, you can apply it in your life so easily. It becomes this beautiful, intuitive tool. So I'm going to put the link to sign up for Megan's free series in the description of the podcast. So if that piques your interest, if you want to know more about that and study with Megan, she's brilliant, then definitely sign up. And I'm going to be going through it too, because I just love to sit in on the classes every time I get a chance, because I always hear something different, right? There's always something new that comes up for me because I am different than the last time I took it. So can't wait to share that with you. And if you're curious, definitely sign up and join me. And then I will share the episode with Megan's interview in a few weeks. Can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. So if you have any questions about anything I talked about today, definitely reach out, hit subscribe, share this with anyone that you think needs to hear it. Because the power of sharing our story, the power of sharing how we overcame something and the tools we used is, you know, it's indescribable sometimes how it connects us to each other, and it connects us to the possibility that we too can be different. We too can experience the possibility of healing, of growth, of expansion, right? Of reaching some goal that we might have, that if we believe we're alone, it feels so much harder. But when we are connected through the power of story, through the power of hearing someone else's journey, I find that it's like magic. Stories are magic. The Akashic records are magic. Numerology is magic. So that's all I have to say for today. I will keep sharing about the records and about numerology in the upcoming weeks. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time.